Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Welcome to a God Talk Friday on the Smarticle Podcast. Boy, do I need some God, and boy, do I need some silence, because Brandon has taken my last nerve. Here is your 5 seconds of silence, brought to you by Smarticle. Okay, Brandon, I know you like to lower the voice, get into the mood, set the flow of what's going on at a God Talk Friday.
Light some candles, draw a bath.
Light some candles.
Flowers.
Put some flower petals out there. You're like you're trying to romance me when it's a God Talk Friday.
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to be at the one day of the week that you and I have that we do together. I want to see some grace and kindness from you and from me. That's it. That's all I'm looking for.
All right, we're going mystical today.
I
love this too. I love this so much because I feel like we were going to agree on this. The series they're going through is called Everyday Mysticism. Today's post is called A Life Steeped in Mystery, brought to us by the Center for Action and Contemplation. Let me just read it. There's so much I can read, but I'm going to just start with this first part. Every person has had some mystical experience. Maybe the seas have not parted. Maybe they haven't walked on water, but there have been nevertheless, amazing miracles in our lives. We just haven't shared them in community, so we don't feel comfortable sharing them as individuals. Have you had a mystical moment, Brandon?
Yes.
You have.
Definitely had what I would think.
Name it.
I'm not going to name it. It's very personal.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to name it on the air. It's very personal.
Well, that's the whole part of this show.
Bro, it's very personal. I could just say
that I felt,
let's just put it this way. No, because you're going to make fun of me.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I won't make fun of you.
You are going to make fun of me.
I promise I won't make fun of you.
There was a point in my life where I was really, really struggling. And I audibly heard a voice, which I ascribe to God. I don't know. Could be the synaptic nerves in my head, neurons. Could be me wanting something. But I heard a voice say audibly something to me that was one of the most profound moments of my life. Now, I'm not a huge believer in the sort of magical realm per se, but I am a believer that we're closer to, there is this sort of invisible barrier between us and the spirit world, if you will. I think that we want to, like, we've seen all the movies and all the stuff, but I do think that there is a spirit where God exists both in the corporal world and in the spirit world. And she talks about that today in there. One of the things I really liked about it was her, she's a very, very educated Dr. Barbara Loomis. Love her. She talked about the fact that even through all this education and everything, she still didn't stop believing. And that's the way I felt. I really resonated with what she said today about that.
So there's this book that I'm reading, and I was going to try to get the name of it, but I can't. It's about mysticalness. It's written by this, I think he's a Yale professor.
Oh.
Does all this research. It's shocking how many people have had mystical experiences. The amount of people that have had mystical experience, the number, sheer number, it's like 50%. But nobody shares about them. He does all these interviews. Everybody thinks they're crazy, so nobody tells anybody that they've had God speak to them, encountered a dream. There's this very common dream that most people have. It's something to do with you're feeling like you're paralyzed and you can't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous the amount of people that have actually had this same dream throughout the world. So there is mysticalness if you just look at the data. If you look at data, there's mysticalness.
Well, you touch on something that was the part of the article that I like the most, and I know you hate when I read, but I want to read this because I think it's I think it's important. She says, "I am an ordinary everyday mystic. I'm not claiming special powers, just a life steeped in mystery. My family was comfortable with mysticism, spiritual discernment, and the use of spiritual gifts such as healing and words of knowledge. My Aunt Lee, a Gullah shaman Catholic, was my biggest influence. She saw dead people and mediated mystery for our family. She could tell you who was coming and going and how and where and when they got to
she
the
She sounds
other side.
Crazy.
Now, it does sound a little crazy, but the interesting thing she talked about was she said, I don't have a hard time believing this. I love this. I wanted to meet. By the way, Gullah are the group of people, the former slaves that live on the outer islands out South Carolina, and they have their own language called Gullah. So they have these African traditions and everything. And the fact that she was a Catholic shaman, I was like, yeah, that's who I want to hang out with. I want an Aunt Lee in my life.
So this person, this book I'm reading is Dale Allison. He's this professor at either Yale or Princeton. Encountering Mystery is the name of this book. And he's like this foremost doctor in studying the empty tomb of Jesus.
Oh.
Right? He's done all of this research, like all of 50 years of studying whether Jesus was actually raised out of the tomb. And you know what it's dependent on? There's not a lot. There's only like five chapters in the Bible of Jesus being raised. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of stories about Jesus. But there's only like five, not even, there's a five sentences about Jesus being raised. And the only way that it's determined if Jesus is raised out of the tomb is if you believe it. And if you believe it because you've had a mystical experience. Like this guy who wrote this book is this Yale professor, very distinguished. He has seen dead people being raised before. Therefore, he can believe that God had a son that was raised from the tomb. You've had a mystical experience, so you probably believe, hey, there could have been a God and he was raised from the dead. Me, by the way, very practical person, and I've not had a lot of mystical experiences. It's hard for me to believe that there was the Son of God and that he was raised out of it, like a literal raised from the dead. I love this. You know why I love this? Is because the determination of what Jesus in your life is based on your life. If you've lived a mystical life, you can believe it. If you haven't, it doesn't matter because you can't believe it, because but God made you in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an interesting thing she also talked about in the article about the person that could talk to people on the other side. And that was when it was like, I could just hear you going, oh boy. And hey, I love that. But what I really thought was most interesting, having had Damon D die, and I know you've had loss and everything, was the fact that she said that you choose the body you want to be in when you die, and you choose the part.
I didn't understand that you get to, I get to choose, and yeah, I'm telling you now.
No. When you're on the other side, you choose.
Oh.
And
okay.
And it was just, I mean, look, here's the thing. We can't prove any of this stuff.
No.
That's why I keep telling people, like, you know, Christians go, oh, no, it says and blah, 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 and this and that. I'm like, you can't prove it. You have literally zero proof that that happened. It is, you either believe it or you don't. That's what faith is. It's faith is belief in the absence of proof. The problem we run into with religious people is when they say, oh, no, it's fact. It is, Jesus was raised from the dead. I'm like, well, you can't prove that.
Listen, okay. Listen, I want to be a mystical person. I really do.
Sort of.
But reading today's thing where she's talking about her aunt who can go to the other side and see dead people.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking about is Whoopi Goldberg and Lost. I'm like,
not Lost. You mean Ghost.
Ghost. I'm like, oh my God. Her aunt's now Whoopi Goldberg in a movie.
Yeah, but you know that that movie was taken from experiences people had in real life, right?
Yes. But not, I mean, it's a movie, Brandon.
Bro, but that's the whole point about this is that you just said it yourself. Sometimes I don't even listen to what you say when you say it. You just said, in order to believe something, you have to experience it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying there are people out there that feel like they've experienced this.
Yep.
I have not necessarily talked to somebody from the inside, but I did have the most powerful mystical experience of my life, which I've told you about.
We had the same one.
Yeah, about seeing, you saw my brother too?
No, I saw my dad in a dream, and you saw your brother in a dream.
I didn't see my brother in a dream, dude. I saw my brother when I was wide awake. And that's, I don't want to get into it because it's something so personal to me.
Yeah.
But I have no, the way it happened, the way it all went down, I am as skeptical a person as the next person. And I'm like, and the skeptic and the logical person is like, well, you just wanted to believe this. That's why it happened.
But that could be true.
And absolutely. But I could tell you, whether or not that was me wanting to believe it, it was the most real thing I have ever. I've had two of those moments in my life, and they were both so real and so powerful that I was devastated by that experience of seeing my brother. Not devastated in a bad way, but devastated like there was a lot of grief that had built up in me that was let go in that moment. And maybe that was my brain trying to help me. I don't know. I don't see any problem with this, unless you're like going wacky, and I don't know. I guess there probably could be people that are too wacky. My mom was wacky, but she was also bipolar and paranoid schizophrenic. I do often wonder, people that are accused of being crazy in the past, if they weren't just mystics. I don't know.
Do you feel like you're lucky if you get to have mystical moments, or you're cursed?
I think you're absolutely blessed.
Oh, okay.
I think that if you're willing, you talk about this idea of searching. One of the things as much as you like to kick me in the nuts and have a good time at my expense and all that,
yep,
the one thing that we share that is absolutely we're simpatico on is the fact that we both believe that we're seeking something. We don't know what it is, but we're trying. We're doing our very best to get up and try to do this and live the best we can. We don't always necessarily can't always figure it out, but we're doing the best we can. And I think that that's part of being a mystic, is just saying, I'm going to get up and do the best I can. That's why we have contemplative prayer in the morning. That's why we go, and we just did a show where we talked about, I think it's going to drop on Monday after this show, where we talk about knowing, getting to know people that you don't know. I mean, that's a part of our life, is sort of reaching out into the universe, if you will, like that, sort of put it out there and see what comes back to you. That is something that we both agree on.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time at the end of this, just in that I'm a very logical person. Like, I feel like you don't study what someone says, you study what they do.
Right.
So if you want to know me, you see what I do every single day.
Right.
Just get up, mostly go to work, take care of kids. But then there's this giant mystical part of the journey that we're in, and it enters in somehow. We can't explain it. Sometimes I think people are making it up. But it's there. It's around. It's in here somewhere.
Yeah. Well, here's the one thing I know about you. I know that you are that logical person, and you like to make a joke. Your defense mechanism is making a joke about something. That's very typical of lots of people. But the one thing I know is that when you take the time to go out and greet the morning, when you take the time to go walk in your neighborhood, when you take the time to walk the circle or go up to Grace Cathedral, you always, every time we ever talk about it, you are a better person for it. So I don't know if that's mystical.
Sure.
I don't know what that is, but it's something. And that's all this has to be, is that whether her gullah aunt actually talked to people on the other side, I don't know. But all I know is Dr. Barbara Loomis, this lady, she's wicked smart and written tons of books, and she doesn't have a hard time believing this. Now, she would be the first to sit here and say, yeah, maybe it's because I was, you know, brought up in that, or maybe it's whatever, maybe it's not true. She would not force you to believe it to be true. She would just simply say, for her, it is true, and that's what's important.
And I think that's the key, is like, I can't get angry at her experiences. I don't have to believe her. It's her thing.
You don't.
That's it.
And I guess the last point I would make is, at the end of the day, I always like to say, come that great getting up morning, when whatever happens, when we die, all of us are going to take a dirt nap at some point in our life. When we die, we're going to know something, whether it is black and there's nothing there, or there's something beyond that. And so for me, I have hope that, I swear to you, this is my dream. I love that you said you can pick your body. You know what my hope is? I hope I roll up.
I know it. It's 21-year-old Brandon at the ATO house.
No, it's
I
not.
Know. I
no.
know.
Damn I it. Roll up, and there's my brother standing there with the basketball. He's like, let's go get a pickup game. That's my that's
don't
my,
you make me cry, you son of a gun.
That's my dream right there, bro. Like, he's sitting there waiting for me, and we say, let's go get a game. That is what heaven is going to be like. So if that's a mystical experience, if that makes me weird, I don't
Amen.
Care, because that's what I want.
Amen. That's a good word, brother. That's a good word. Brandon, I'd like to thank you for being vulnerable today and sharing your mystical moments.
Magnificat, magnificat, magnificat. has helped his servant Israel.
And living God,
ever remembering his love.
And living God.